Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I'd love to hear from you. So, give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're like me and you're enjoying the Milwaukee Bucks being crowned NBA champions, jump up in the chat room at smoothdrama.com. Jump in. It's anonymous. You can holler at me. We can talk. And I'm always in and out of the chat room, going back and forth with my loyal listeners. If you social media, if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into my Facebook group, the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J, who's probably hating right now, because like, he's always hating. So if you wanna hate like Mr. J, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, and we'll let you in. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us. We'll add you back, and we can talk about it. Wow. In the meantime, man, I it's not exactly my team, but the Milwaukee Bucks winning the NBA championship is a beautiful thing. Like, I mean, for me, I enjoy it because it's not the big market, but they always say big market teams, they're the only ones that, and everybody should play there because everybody should be seen. And so, you know, to the Dame Lillards and all these other guys who play in small markets, hey, Giannis Antetokounmpo led a team that wasn't a super team. It wasn't all the homies that's all NBA coming together. He just led a team of some really good players, and they won the title. So, one, it just shows you how more scrumptious this apocalypse is. Because in the year of the apocalypse, the Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA championship. And on that same day, I had the privilege of driving down the street, and I got to see a homeless dude in a bathing suit, I guess, whatever, bending over, tying his shoes in the middle of the road. So it was all there. That's how the apocalypse works. You can't control it. You can only hope to contain it. And so, yeah, that happened too. We got Milwaukee Bucks winning the championship, and we got homeless dudes in bathing suits bending over, tying their shoes in the middle of the road. Because that's how the apocalypse works. And speaking of how the apocalypse works, so in Worcester, Massachusetts, at a Worcester Red Sox game, apparently this dude went to propose. Unfortunately for him, he gets on the knee and the woman looks shocked, and then she just runs up the steps, and he chases after. And at that moment, because it's video, and it's horrible, because you're like, oh my God. And then the sports news website, What's the Word, posts it on their Instagram. It's just bad all the way around. And I'm not going to say that's part of the apocalypse. I am going to say that's a part of homie tripping, because if you're going to go in for the proposal, you kind of have to know. You got to be, you can't even be 100. You know, everybody say you got to be 100, keeping it 100. You got to be 500, especially if you're going to propose at the game. And you know how things go viral. And here we are, homie. Homie gets it. He proposes. And the old girl just runs off and leave you hanging. And that's the video of the day. It's got a lot of views, and it keeps climbing. And that's your apocalypse moment. So he'll remember the apocalypse forever. Like, that's when I went in. And I mean, he went in swinging for the home run. He did. He just struck out. And everybody saw him strike out, which makes it even worse. So, yeah. The apocalypse. Speaking of the apocalypse. So, Larry Elder. Larry Elder is a talk show host on the show that I just can't watch or listen to. He's suing to be on the recall ballot. As you know, here in California, they're trying to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom. And so Larry Elder, apparently, he didn't get put on it. And of course, he says, yeah, that's because I'm one of the people they know that can win and take him down. So they're trying to keep me off. And I don't know if y'all have ever heard of Larry Elder or seen this dude. I mean, I'm just going to say he has a look where he looked like he's always got painful diarrhea. That's just how he looks. It looks like he's in pain, but he's smiling at the same time every time he's talking. It's just one of those things. If you take a picture of him, you Google searching, and you see the image of Larry Elder, you'll see what I'm talking about. Don't be eating, though. He might scare the food out of your stomach. Just saying. And speaking of food being scared out of your stomach, I don't know if y'all saw it, but they're now saying that free school lunch is now an option for like 6.2 million students in California, regardless of your household income. Funny thing is, they say that it's because California is choosing to make use of its significant budget surplus. So in California, they're always talking about they don't have any money. Like when teachers ask for raises or they talk about upgrading the school, they don't have money. But beginning of July, the aforementioned Governor Gavin Newsom, he launched the Universal School Meals Program, which invests $54 million to give 6.2 million public school students a free school lunch for this year, along with $650 million in state meal reimbursements for 2022-2023 to cover the cost of offering breakfast and lunch for all students. So, this is the nation's first free school lunch program, which is true but not true, because in the United States, the Black Panther Party was offering free meals, but I guess we don't count that. Anyway, yeah, this is the first free school lunch program, and it's not limited to household income. So they're just saying, hey, you know what? It's been a tough time for everybody, so free lunch on us. Which, for me, I'm ecstatic, right? Because guess what? I wonder why we never offered this before. Why weren't we giving away free lunch all the time? Seems like we've always had the money because we have surplus. And surplus is just in case of an emergency or whatever. Okay. So, yeah. When they talk about they didn't have any money or no money to pay teachers or to upgrade the schools, we'll remember this. But, of course, obviously, you can't argue against free lunch for students, because that's not something you can argue. But at the same time, you can say, well, if you got money for that, why not as well as feed the students? Help upgrade their educational experience. Just saying, instead of fighting over what we should be teaching the kids, why don't we give them adequate equipment so that learning is better? Just a little side thought. Just throwing it out there. In some unrelated, we are talking about kids. There's a group of Seattle moms that had their breast milk tested. And supposedly there's what they call PFAS, human-made, potentially toxic forever chemicals, have been found in cosmetics, and they tested 50 new mothers living in the Seattle area, and the samples tested had PFAS levels that wouldn't be safe for drinking water. And what PFAS stands for is per and polyfluoroalkyl. I'm gonna try it again. Per and polyfluoroalkyl substances, which are substances that can linger in the body for life and pollute the environment for even longer. I guess pollute for even longer than life. I guess when we talk about human life, but we talk about this is in their environment for longer, and it causes high cholesterol, cancer, weakened immune system function, and thyroid hormone disruption. And apparently, one survey indicated that PFAS are present to some degree in the blood of more than 98% of Americans. And they say exposure to this can build up over decades via drinking water and environmental fumes. And household products such as nonstick pans, rain gear and stain protected sofas. So whatever that's keeping my eggs from not sticking to the pot and keeping me from not staining my sofa is also slowly getting me sick. Just wanted to point that out. Shout out to the people that keep my eggs from sticking to the pan, but slowly poisoning me. That's what's up. It's disturbing that all 50 of the new mothers living in the Seattle area, it's in their breast milk. So you get to, you pass the gift of infirmity on to your kids. And the fact that they say in the blood of more than 98% of Americans, I guess there's a lucky 2%. Maybe that 2% just didn't get surveyed. I don't know. That's disturbing. But that's par for the course, right? Because that's not nothing we care about. We care about other stuff. I think, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's important. Maybe it's not. So I guess for those people who lactate for sexual pleasure, maybe that's not a good idea now. We think about that. In the meantime, in between time, we lost yet another legend. I mean, pour some out for the artist formerly known as Biz Markie. He has left us, but he's still with us. And this, of course, is Biz Markie. One of my favorite songs, and probably not a lot of other people's favorite songs from Biz Markie, but it's mine, Pickin' Boogers.
But it's rather on the bus up and it's called Pickin' Boogers. Now when I went away, I might not be closer to you, but it's still something we all have to do. To go up your nose with a finger or two and pull out one all crusty crew. Yo, don't try to pump like it's a gloomy and gray, cause we all pick our boogers sometime every day. We're out in the open or on the sneak tip for the finger, kiss you, or even a kiss from the bit on me, because I'm joking and also remember this flow. Hey mom, what's for dinner? Go out your nose and pick a winner. Pick a burger.
Now
down memory lane. Back in public school with my partner Kane. One hour class clown, and he with my brother. Sitting at the desk, fucking looking at each other. Never doing work as we was supposed, cause we was too busy digging up our nose. And in the left room, you would talk about rude. God forbid the person that'll leave is rude. No matter who you are, we didn't give a damn. We even put teachers down with the program. Whether it was a woman or if you're a man, we put bullets on our fingers and shake your hand. Getting anyone from anywhere, but the best fun about it, catching Kane out there. Especially when we playing ball in a gym, I put boogers on a basketball and pass it to him. Now we're grown up and things have changed, but we still be playing a pick your boogers game. Just last night, when Kane was getting ready, I slipped a little green one inside of spaghetti. Standing at ease and saw a gorgeous young lady that I wanted to see. I took enough that I really did want it. So, no half-stepping, I put the money. Put out the gold cable in a knot that was fat. Had a spotlight beam on my Bismarck hat. And when she stepped in the light and she got real close, I saw a teeny-weeny booger on the tip of her nose. She was dressed real deaf and her body was hooked, but that dried-up booger just ruined the look. I wanted to tell her about it, but I couldn't be bold, so I played it off and said, that's a cute green mole. Well, I was hoping from that she would wipe it away, but she didn't do nothing. I guess she wanted us to say, I said, well, boy, you get my number. I don't mean to diss you, but write it in your hand because you're going to need to kiss you.
Together you got to move, drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. FN Word. That was the late, great Bismarcky picking boogers. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, as Bismarcky said, no half-stepping. About to push up on it. Some hate. It's some hate in the building. Normally, I wait till the end of the week, go into the haters of the week. But it's a lot of hate out here. So just honorable mention, we just gonna, this here section, it's gonna be about the haters.
Hate. I hate you.
So, I don't even know where to start. Well, I kind of will start with the Olympics. So, deaf, blind, well, she's not totally blind. She's like classified, she was downgraded from the least impaired Paralympic classification of S13 to the middle class of S12. And so Paralympians designated as S11 are completely blind or close to it. So, who am I talking about? I am talking about Becca Myers. So Becca Myers is skipping the Olympics after she was told she couldn't bring her mother and personal care assistant, Maria Myers, to help her navigate Tokyo and the Olympic facilities. So she then informed them that, hey, I'm quitting the team. So this is her story, and she quit so she can affect change. I would love to go to Tokyo, Myers told the Post. Swimming has given me identity as a person. I've always been Becca, the swimmer girl. I haven't taken this lightly. This has been very difficult for me, but I need to say something to affect change because this can't go on any longer. So we're talking about she's like deaf and about 90% blind. And they said she couldn't bring her mother to navigate Tokyo and the Olympic facilities. Hey, you know, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Can you get more evil than that? She has Usher syndrome. It's a genetic disorder that left her deaf at birth, and the disorder progressively erodes her eyesight. So the vision isn't completely gone, but she is, you say, about 80, 85, 90% there. But she can't. Now, if it was a dog, maybe I'm speculating, but if she would have had a dog, CNI dog, she probably could have brought that. But I can't bring my mother to navigate me. But I probably could have had that service dog. Maybe I put too much out there on it. But I don't think I am. But if you don't believe me about the hate, there's more. There's always more. So, because we just picking on the Paralympics, right? So two-time Paralympic world champion Olivia Breen says she was left speechless after an English championships official told her that her sprinting shorts were too short and inappropriate. So this was after finishing the long jump competition at the English championships. She said, you know, the official told her that, you know, she shouldn't be wearing that. Now, as somebody who's actually, I've actually ran track. I watch track. I'm a huge track fan. It's one of the events that I actually watch for the Olympics. I watch the basketball and I watch the track. I'm trying to think, is there anything like from time to time I watch the volleyball too. But it's the other stuff, doesn't move me. But track is one of them. And so what happened, and this is funny. So what happened is there was, how do you say, she, I guess her butt stuck out too much, right? And so, you know, I put the picture in the chat room at smoothdrama.com. If you want to see what the judge said was just inappropriate, I just posted the picture in the Smooth Drama chat room. It's normal track attire. Yeah, it's not even nothing. I mean, she just, so it's what I say, the continual assault on booty, the international assault on booty. I guess it depends on what pervs you're talking about. So who would be assaulted? Because I looked at the picture, and I'm like, I mean, it's a regular track uniform, or I mean, for the other, like, swimming, you're going to see a little butt cheek. It's not that bad. I was looking, because I'm always looking like, is she out there in the thong? It's almost like Remember when they got mad at Serena Williams when she had the cat suit on? And they, you know, everybody had something to say. I'm like, it's inappropriate wear because she wore a cat suit because she's got big booty. But you're fine with her wearing the miniskirt where her booty hangs out. Like, all of them wear the miniskirts where their booties hang out. It's, you're going to see some cheek if you're going to make them wear that. Which for me, this is like the height of confusing sexism. See, because not only do we have that, but there was an incident with the Norwegian women's handball team where they were forced to pay fines because they chose to wear shorts at the European Championship instead of bikini bottoms. And so they, in the bronze medal game against Spain, they played with shorts that are not according to the athlete uniform regulations, and they imposed the fine, which was 150 euros per player. It's about $177 in US dollars because they didn't wear bikinis. So, and here's the rule. Women should wear a bikini where the top should be tight fitting, sports bra with deep openings at the arms. The bottom must not be more than 10 centimeters on the side. And just in case you wanted to know what were the regulations for men's uniforms, they say that participants must wear tight-fitting tank tops and longer shorts that are not too baggy but should be 10 centimeters above the kneecap. Because apparently, tighter the clothes, the lesser advantage. I mean, if you get an advantage if you have baggy clothes on in handball. For me, I just look at it like it's some pervy old men who are like, yeah, they covering their bases. We need these dudes to have on tights. Because we got to make sure you don't have no illegal objects in your pants. I don't know. I'm just... or the women need to wear the bikinis because I don't know. Because if you're not wearing bikinis in handball, there's some advantage that I don't know. I just look at it like they're in the judges' boxes, and if you're wearing the bikinis, it's easier for me to jerk off to. I'm just trying to figure it out. Cause that's the only thing that I can think of. The dudes got to wear the tights so I can jerk off to you, and the women got to wear bikinis so I can jerk off to you. Because the women had on tights, just regular tights, and it was like, nah. That's not sexy, and I mean, that's against the rules. I'm just trying to, woo. And they said, and I'm going to quote, Norwegian player Katinka Holtvik told the country's national broadcaster that the decision to ignore the warnings and wear shorts was very spontaneous, that they felt threatened by the regulations. You know, and so people cheered for them. Like why? Why do we have these? And you know, I'm just going to say it's sexist. Tennis players have to wear the short mini skirts. They have to be very, very quiet when they're playing because I need to be able to pay attention to the short mini skirt and the underwear that they have on underneath, because those are the important things. You got on the bikini, then you can play. You don't have on the bikini, I'm mad at you. We're going to find you. Now, maybe I'm talking outside of my neck. Maybe I'm going too far on what some folks would say, some kind of, I guess, some stupid leftist agenda, liberal agenda. I'm just saying. So if I'm competing in shorts instead of bikinis, as an unfair advantage, whether it be men or women. Because the only thing that makes sense to me is that I'm a perv and I want to see women in bikinis and I want to see dudes in tights. That's the only thing that makes sense. Right? I mean, if we're trying to make sense of it, that's the only thing that makes sense, why you have those regulations. Because, you know, like I said, I'm a comic book guy. And so it's always, they say it's not sexist, but you see the women characters in fishnets and heels. Because it's very efficient to fight and chase after bad guys in fishnets and heels. And, of course, none of the bad guys are like, let me just pull her pants down so I can get away. I'm just saying. Or just pull her pants down, period. Or make any comments about, damn, Black Canary, you kind of packing back there. I mean, she got on the fishnets. Zatanna, can we hang out? I mean, technically, they'd want to hang out with the bad guys anyway, because supposedly women like bad boys, right? So villains should be right up their alley. I'm just saying, we talk about sexism. You pick cartoon characters. Cartoon characters and female cartoon characters in quote-unquote sexy attire. I mean, I watched, I think it was Record of Ragnarok, this anime on Netflix, and there's a character who's got the oversized boobs, and she's got two male characters, I don't know if they're gods or statues, but they hold her boobs for her, and they always flash that in anime. So to some of you parents who watch the anime or don't watch the anime and your kids are watching the anime, I promise you, there's a lot of that, because that anime is off the chain with the sexual undertones. So, yeah, it's sexist, because she's got the big titties, and there's some dudes, one dude, statue, whatever, is holding one titty, and the other one's holding the other. And this is in a kid's cartoon, if you want to call it a kid's cartoon. It's not sexist, though. And making women wear bikinis because that's the rules, that ain't sexist either, right? That's just the rules. That's the way they've always been, because I'm jerking off. I mean, because I'm upholding the rules. Because once again, I'm going to go to the very base of humanity. Because I believe in the base thoughts of humanity. And I believe that whoever came up with these rules, they're like, I just want to see women in bikinis jumping around in tight gear. I want to see, and then there was the other person in the room, I want to see males in tight clothes jumping around in tight. Can't have them long. They got to be short and tight. Because remember, that was a big thing in the NBA, right? At first, they had the short shorts. And then eventually players was like, yeah, we going to wear these long shorts. It's going to be okay. And then if we want to look like baseball, they wear tight pants. Football, they wear tight pants. Now, football, I get tight uniforms because you're holding and grabbing each other. Baseball, you're grabbing nothing, but you got on tights. I'm just saying, maybe there's correlation. Maybe I'm just looking too far into it. I'm like those people who say SpongeBob and Patrick are gay and Bert and Ernie are gay and Teletubbies are gay. Maybe I'm just going that far, and I shouldn't be. I should stay in my lane. I should stay in my lane. But athletes in tights, I mean, if we're going to, because y'all know I'm a history guy. If you didn't know, I'm a history guy. And so in the history of sports, especially when you talk about the Greeks, the gymnasium, the athletes were required to be naked. I'm just saying, I didn't make this up. This is the history of athleticism, a.k.a. entertainers. Entertain me naked. So, obviously, can't really entertain folks naked. Although, in some sports, it would help me out, but hey. I'm not gonna advocate for it. I'm just gonna say it. I wouldn't be against it in some sports, because I am a butch lesbian. But I digress. I'm just saying that the progression is, okay, we can't make them be naked, but let's just have them in tight stuff and little gear. Track, little gear. Little short shorts. Football, tights. Basketball, they had little shorts. Baseball, tights. I mean, it's a whole volleyball. Tights. Just saying. Maybe there's correlation. Maybe there's not. I could be just looking way too deep. And so this one out here, because I'm looking deep, this one goes, this is a shout out to all the Me Too people. Because what goes around comes around. So one of the actors from The Wire, Gbenga Akinagbe, who played Chris Partlow, claims that Lola Adesoye, who writes for The Guardian and other publications, touched and grabbed his rear end on May and June 2020. And her lawyer says his client is the real victim. They say the charges are a blatant, brazen lie. Apparently, she pinched his butt, which she admitted when she was arrested. She goes on to say, yes, I pinched his bum. For those of you who don't know, bum is booty in British, in real English, because remember, we speak American. So in real English, bum is booty. But apparently they had a consensual relationship back in the day. But apparently it went bad, and so he had her ass arrested because she touched my booty. Yeah. So she was charged with 2 counts of forcible touching, sexual abuse, and harassment for the encounters. Now, they used to date, but they don't date anymore. And so we don't know when it starts and when it stops. But yeah, he had her ass arrested. And that's where we're going. Now, I ain't saying, and please don't say that I'm saying this, that I'm saying that sexual harassment doesn't happen, because obviously we know sexual harassment does happen. I acknowledge it. I'm just saying that there's some of this stuff that people who are in consensual relationships and get mad with each other, now we're going to start pressing charges on each other. That's where we're going with this. It's not making sense. I mean, but here we are. So yeah, I'm going to say you pinch my booty. I'm going to get you arrested. Just saying. I ain't saying that he's wrong. I ain't saying that he's right. I mean, technically he's right. If that's, he's like, he felt violated. You know what? Anybody who feels violated, they can come forward and do their thing. I'm just saying. It makes for interesting stories, because now you'll start to think about every ex now, like, are they gonna come forward and say that I sexually harassed them? Just putting that out in the air. And on that note, go on break. This is MERS, Unicorn Glitter.
Thought she wasn't a slut, cause she waited 6 months before she gave me the butt. But so what? Was I supposed to feel special? Was the pussy really any better than the rest though? No, but for what it's worth, I think the pussy is the greatest thing on this earth. It's like a 100-carat diamond, it's naturally occurring and protected by a hymen. Some women still seem to think that their pussy's just a little more pink, but as long as it's warm and the shit don't stink, ain't no coochie in the world that can make my dick shrink. What I'm saying is, peoples, I believe all vaginas created equal. Hers ain't better than hers, whether ball, full bush, or a little bit of fur. Thick chick, skinny chick, really pick any chick. It don't make a difference unless you got a real skinny dick. Whether virgin, over whore, tightness all depends on the pelvic floor. Look, multiple partners don't loosen up the grip. That's pure bullshit and a man-made myth. It's a whole bunch of muscle, soft tissue in the middle. So if you can't fit, you should kiss her just a little. Foreplay always opens up the doorway. A universal truth from Africa to Norway. If the pussy's tight, it don't make it the best. If the pussy's tight, the means you're way too stressed. You're with a lot of women, I'ma keep it G-real. It ain't the size of your pussy, it's the level of your skill. All that twerking on your socials, it look good, but can you do it when you pose? Every girl got glitter in the pussy, homeboy, look. That's a fact. You can put it on your face if you like the way it tastes, or just plain old hit it from the back. Now some girls think they got that unicorn pussy when it's really just all the same. So if you lick her clit and you give a good dick, then she might just scream your name. It goes G-L-I-D-D-E-R. Oh girl, your pussy is a star. I said G-L-I-D-D-E-R. Oh girl, your pussy is a star. Tampons don't stretch your shit out. Look, take your fingers and put them in your mouth. Stretch it out, tone it, bounce right back. Now your pussy got way more muscles than that. So don't believe the hype. Your pussy needs dick like a plumber needs pipe. If you the type that likes the same sex workers, giving up the pussy for a movie and a burger, then you the dumbass and you the slut. You can sell your panties for 3 times as much and not even have to fuck. But honestly, you don't even gotta do it for the buck. Realize, girl, that your pussy is power. Go ahead and use it. You don't have to be a coward. Keep it clean, keep it safe, hope the bar, keep it happy. If you don't get it right, then you should never call him daddy. Every girl got glitter in the pussy, homeboy. Look, like the way it tastes of just plain old hitting from the back. Now some girls think they got that unicorn pussy when it's really just all the same. So if you lick her clit, can you give a good dick, then she might just scream your name. Then go G-L-I-E-E-R, oh girl, your pussy is a star.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F. N-Word. That was MERS. Unicorn Glitter. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Shout out to all the glittering unicorns out there. This thumbs up for you. All right. Let's get back to some stuff that's important. So, I don't even know where to go. I mean, I guess this is my Groundhog Day segment.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, what's that happening again? I mean, we need to start with church youth pastor faces third arrest on video voyeurism charges. Now, what's so Groundhog Day-ish about this? Calvary Baptist Church youth director David Mims was arrested on Friday with 8 counts of video voyeurism. He filmed at least 8 people without their knowledge using a church restroom. This is his third arrest in less than 2 months for filming people in a church restroom. Now, I've said it. Maybe I need to say it again. And maybe this is what Bill Cosby and all the other rapists, it's what they did wrong. They weren't in the church. If they were pastors, they never went to jail. Although I guess David Mims goes to jail, but I'm going to guess that he's going to get out again because this is his third arrest in less than 2 months. So how many times do you need to be caught filming folks using the bathroom? Which I'm not getting it. But yeah, filming people using the bathroom and watching it for his own unique brand of pleasure. Yeah. Third time. 2 months. So, yeah. You want to get away with violating people? Just be able to praise the Lord. And the Lord said, I need to see you in the bathroom. Yeah. So, yeah, it's as weird and as kooky as it sounds when I say it, because it's weird and kooky. And speaking of weird and kooky, so supporters, Matt Gaetz, Riverside, mad at folks. He's on a self-promotional appearance in California in support of his First Amendment rights. Of course, he got mad at people for speaking out against him. Hey. He says, hey, I'm protesting because this is protesting against communism and it's my First Amendment rally. And so he was confronted with people. And he said, of course, you know, I'm not, you know, y'all shouldn't be out here talking about me, even though he's under investigation for what they call sex trafficking, which I call slavery, whichever one you want to say. So yeah, the slaver is like, yeah, I'm out here asserting my rights. I can talk. But y'all got to shut up. Groundhog Day. Freedom of speech for us, but not for y'all. Just saying. Oh, and special shout out to Texas, who they passed a bill dropping the teaching requirement that the Ku Klux Klan and its white supremacist campaign of terror are morally wrong. They said, you know what? It's too much. Oh, they also said you couldn't teach about Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, Cesar Chavez writings for the United Farm Workers, or Susan B. Anthony's writing about women's suffrage and Native American history. They say it's promoting anti-civics education. Because, hey, you know what? We've been good this whole time. So why y'all trying to teach something else? History's good. Nothing wrong with the KKK. Why are y'all teaching against the KKK? KKK ain't never done nothing wrong to anybody. They're a peace-loving organization who, through lots of humanitarian gestures, clean up highways, and speak about self-love. And the value of looking in the mirror and feeling superior over everyone else. That's all love right there. Klan ain't never did nothing wrong to nobody. And the fact that we would say that the Klan is morally wrong, just not getting it. Not understanding it at all. Klan are upstanding individuals, community activists that want to preserve America's beautiful, long and beautiful, let me say it again, long and beautiful, positive affirmations of diversity. So that's what the Klan's always been about, peace, love, and diversity. And so people can walk hand in hand and love one another. That's KKK. That's what they've always been about, right? At least that's what they say in Texas. So, yeah. Groundhog Day. People who are evil are good. Just because we told you they are. On that note, if you want to continue the conversation, smoothdrama.com in the chat room. We'd love to keep talking. Other than that, I will catch you on the flip side. I'm Mr. F the N-word, and I'm out. Peace. Yeah.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth.